And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goofer, Goofer.
Hello.
Hey, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edward.
My name's Tony here.
And this is show 200.
Show 200, it is.
Live from the Highwayman's Lodge. We're both here at large. You're back, my friend. None of this Skypey nonsense. I think everything will fall apart this week. This is a kind of a best of voted for by you, the listeners, and one or two people who we've got in the flat as well.
Yeah.
And it's even the old bed. We're doing things old school.
Oh, bloody hell, yeah.
The last one we did with the chop tops on it. So, yeah, we're going to get on with the first track, though. So if you can do... Oh, this is great, isn't it? I say, if you can fade out the bed, fantastic. So all the stuff we're playing this week is voted for by you. First up, Zombina and the Skeletones, who we played regularly on the show. We played this on one of our first ever shows. And this has been requested by one Amber Caputo of Chicago, Illinois. I was a human bomb for the FBI. Zombina and the Skeletones there. What a great start to what is going to be a great show. I'm very, very happy about this, Dane. What I want to know is not that it matters this week, because you're going to get them all, because they're all old favourites. Why is the MySpace page of Zombina and the Skeletones?
MySpace.com/Zombina and the Skeletones.
I believe it is. Hey. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet Neil. Whitewash this week after last week's surprise. So I would normally have MySpace comments for you now, but as it's the 200th show, I thought we'd maybe just perhaps have a look back at one or two things that have happened on the show. Tony, anything that stands out for you over 200 shows?
Probably. I can't remember one.
Fair enough. I can't remember anything either. I just smoke way too many
block
drugs.
Parties were always great.
Block parties were great. Anything that I like, the especially moment was good. Oh, fuck it, Tony. What I'll do, I'll just tell you about last night. I went to, don't punch me for this, but I went to an acoustic night last night.
You hate acoustic stuff.
I know. I went to an acoustic night at the Globe in Lexford, used to be the Back Squirrel, and, but I'm glad I went, because there was one band on who weren't local like the rest of them, a touring Icelandic band.
Okay.
With an Icelandic lead singer, quite fit. Blonde.
Was he?
Yeah, he was lovely, yeah. She was dubbed Björk Stefani. And I'll tell you, man, she got really angry with the crowd. There were some girls down the front that were moaning about how they hated someone and were shouting to each other about how they hated someone. I don't know if it was from the previous band or whatever, but shouting quite loud. And Björk Stefani, at the end of a song, berated them. Said, "Will you stop telling everybody that you hate them? I can't hear my backing singers." He got really angry with them.
That must have been loud.
Quite a good band, though. Quite good. It was close. But she was completely... Everyone was just completely... She just... Woman between songs just talking absolute nonsense.
Right.
Just random stuff. And she kept going on about a CD. Like, anyone was going to buy it. Even though it was good. Everyone was scared to approach her, I think. She ran off after the show. Ran off, jumped in the band and fucked off. So it just... Great. Just exactly what... And she had a real punk rock attitude to what was quite clearly... homosexual instruments.
Yeah.
There's also a band that were very disappointing that had two trumpets, and they came on and that was funny, right? They came on. I was down with Sulu and G, my friends, when Sulu and G, and when the trumpets came out, Sulu was shouting, "Bring out the trumpets! Bring out the trumpet!" You know, the advert. "Bring out the trumpets!" You must see Haribo, I think it is. It's two sweets. One's a bear and a dinosaur.
Right.
And dinosaur's going, "You're going to tell them about it," and the bear just going, "Bring out the trumpets!" And there's one bit at the end of the advert when the band just goes, trumpets! Right, and I managed to pick the entire spot just when there was a break in the song. It just stopped exactly for 1 second just as I shouted out, "Trumpets!" Loads of people pissing themselves around. So, yeah, anyway, that was that. MySpace.com/punkyradio. We do want your comments for when we start our new era. More news about that later on in the show. I will remember to say more of that later. I will say more of that later.
Okay.
But we're going to do something very special next week that a lot of you have been asking for a long time, that's not going to do us any favours at all, but you'll be happy about it. Yeah. And then the week after that, show 202, new era in Punky Radio. Trumpets! So, now, Tony, speaking of which, have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. Keep them coming in, because... It's going to be a very weird and wild month, but I'm sure we're going to need lots of comments, so do vote for us. Easiest way to do it is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I read them out. Thank you very much for all your votes so far. Here are the top five for this week. Whatever. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 fuck. And that's from Vote Punky, who I believe is probably Fatboy. I think.
Whoever it is, good line.
Yeah. Love this show. Listen for years and hope to have a few more years yet. Tim Potter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, I'm hoping to have a few more years yet, but I reckon this thing's on its last leg, quite frankly. Yeah.
Yeah. Punky gives good punk. From DM Welk.
Thank you, DM Welk. You're lucky you've got that read out now, because I doubt there'll be Punky 203.
Nah. We love you, PB and TWW. We really, really do. From Shorts. Here My Shorts.
Here My Shorts. The Word Whore and Preston Buttons. Preston Buttons, PB, Paulie B. The Word Whore, TWW. Tony Wank Wank.
Okay.
TWW. Mm-hmm. Actually the same show.
Wow. Oh, I vaguely remember them.
Punky, vote.
Punky, damning with faint praise in 2009.
Another vote for Punky. They deserve all of them. Yeah. Favourite song from last week, Scarship from Foo 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 Scar. It's not usually my thing, but Japanese Scar, that is just fantastic fun. Bill from New York.
Thank you, Bill. There is a representative of Japan Files later on in the show, of course.
Yeah. And that is it for the Show 200 Podcast Alley.
Get on with the next song then. I'll say I'll take five of the six songs this week I voted for you, the listeners. Track six isn't, you'll find out why, and you'll be happy. But this was interesting. Two different people emailed in asking for this song. Okay. And I thought it was a bit odd. Steamboat by Sweatmaster. Now, we've championed Sweatmaster ever since the show started. They've got four fabulous albums out now. I do recommend you get all four. But Steamboat was a B-side of a single that we sent. And I wonder whether the two people that asked for it have gone on and bought Sweatmaster albums but don't have Steamboat, so they'd like to hear it again.
Possibly.
So anyway, Black Cat and Chantel, thank you both for asking for this. Tell you what, one of those. What is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is, of course. It's Tony T, Paulie B, the Internet Neil, and this is Steamboat. So that was Sweatmaster and Steamboat. Great start, Tony. This is going to be such a good show.
Great
start. It is a great track by a great band. Do check them out. Check out all the bands we play. In fact, check out all the bands we play on MySpace and make sure you buy their stuff and all that. Now, I have got a comedy suburb here, Tony.
Okay.
I realise I haven't actually got in front of me. Oh, you can tell this is live for once. Now, what am I doing here? No, that's wrong. Yes, here we go. Right, now I'm getting there. It's technically called week two. And if I open this, is it... There we go. Right, this is another one that's come to... I do like getting Comedy Suburbs and Poetry Corners from you. We haven't had a Poetry Corner in a while. do it. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs, with your poem or joke you'd like me to read out. This week's one is another one from Bridget, who just sends me stuff every day now, and I just pick out the ones I like. But this isn't a joke. This is a list of things that actual school children have written about the sea.
Okay.
Right. Here, and I'm just going to read them out, and I'm going to say, I'll say that they've got the names and the ages of the kids at the end of each one. Right. School children writing about the sea. This is a picture of an octopus. It has 8 testicles. That's from Kelly, age 6. Oysters' balls are called pearls. James, age 6. If you are surrounded by sea, you are an island. If you don't have sea all around you, you are incontinent. Wayne, age 7. Sharks are ugly and mean and have big teeth. Just like Emily Richardson, she's not my friend no more. That's from Kylie, age 6. A dolphin breathes through an arsehole on the top of its head. Billy, age 8. My dad goes out in his boat and comes back with crabs. Emily Berniston, age 5. Mr. Berniston, you must be so proud. When ships had sails, they used to use the trade winds to cross the ocean. Sometimes when the wind didn't blow, the sails would whistle to make the wind come. My brother said they would be better off eating beans. William, nice. Age 7. I like mermaids. They are beautiful and I like their shiny tails. How do mermaids get pregnant? Helen, age 6. I'm not going to write about the sea. My baby brother is always screaming being sick. My dad keeps shouting at my mum and my big sister just got pregnant, so I can't think what to write. Amy, age 6. Some fish are dangerous. Jellyfish can sting. Electric eels can give you a shock. They have to live in caves under the sea, where I think they have to plug themselves into chargers. Crystal, age 7, and last. Divers have to be safe when they go under the water. 2 divers can't go down alone, so they have to go down on each other.
Nah.
Becky, age 8. How about that? Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations so far. As always, they are greatly appreciated. But I'm insatiable and I still want more, so if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week, it's from Insane Star. Thank you very much for this. She's legal, you know.
Don't remind me.
Show 200. Everything's legal. It's fine. Hiya, Tony. To prevent your well of twatness from running dry, here's one. I want to nominate the Arriva bus driver on the X4 to Middlesbrough. As we were going through Redcar, the driver
Redcar, the driver
didn't stop at the main bus stop, but instead pulled up at the traffic lights next to them. A little old lady knocked on the bus door and said, "Can I get on?" And the bus driver replied, "No, you didn't put your hand out and I'm not allowed to open the doors if I'm not at a stop." What an arse. The bus was stopped at the traffic lights for quite a while, and not letting the old dear on meant she had to wait for another hour for the next bus. I guess being a git is a requirement of all Arriva bus drivers. Sorry, it's not the best twat nomination, but it's better than nothing. Insane Star, and it's fine.
It is fine. Absolutely justified. Absolutely.
Yeah. So... the Arriva bus driver on the X4 to Middlesbrough from Redcar
is a twat. Oh, it's nice having you here to do that, Tony. So much nice, because we watch each other's head. Our heads nod as we say it. Is a twat. Like that. Nice head nodding, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Fine. We're just going to crack on, Tony.
Okay.
We're just going to crack on because I'm aware the second half of the show may be a little longer.
All right.
So it's about time. I don't think any genuine punk is complete without something from Japan Files. I see no reason to change that now. This is the Titan Go Kings.
Yeah.
So that was Titan Go Kings and Volume of Titan Go Kings. They are, of course, from Japan Files, japanfiles.com, far and away the best resource for Japanese alternative music on the net, and very, very easy to get songs off. I'm really impressed with that site. And we've played 20 different bands now, but were one of the ones that was asked
for.
That
was 20?
That was what?
We've played 20 so far.
We've played 20 different bands by them now, yeah. I say by them, 20 different bands from Japan, and you'll start hearing some of them again, because again, some of the emails we got through said we're loving the Japan Files, and particularly the Scar.
Yeah.
But that was sent through by a little lady from Germany, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Asked for that one, yeah. We've tried to keep things, you know, think locally, act globally, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's probably the other way around.
Probably.
Yeah, think globally. Think locally, act globally would be great. It's like, if I blow up North Korea, I might be able to get the bloke in a corner shop to stay open longer.
Yeah.
That would be thinking globally, acting locally, wouldn't it? Yeah, I've got that the wrong way around. Yeah, the lovely Steph from just outside of Düsseldorf.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you are familiar with her.
I've met her.
You're familiar with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she said, look, I really like Japan Files. She said, pick whichever one you like. So we had so thank you, Steph, for this 200th show. I realise that we should have fanfares and what have you, but we haven't got the sound files. Trumpets. It's the 200th show. So, Tony, now, I've been trying to get around to looking at this GoDaddy thing, and, you know, I did have a look last week. In fact, I've looked loads of times, but you know what? I smoke so many drugs. I can't remember anything about it. So okay. I was wondering, to the tune of Cop Show by Project Marv, whether you wouldn't mind telling me a bit about it.
Sure thing. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name. Or, if you have one already registered, you can transfer that to GoDaddy for your site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Website builders, can we fix it? Website builders, I don't know, algorithms.
Algorithms.
Algorithm.
Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site. Or where you can add your reservations, pictures, and rant your heart's content. Or maybe...
Did you say add your reservations?
Observations,
that's a show.
But that'd be all right. Add your reservations if you want as well.
I reckon the website builders could build a nice little place for the Native Americans to stop moaning as long as they were tiny.
Yeah.
Native Americans, go to GoDaddy.com. Apparently, there's free booze. I'm sorry.
Maybe you're on your own online shopping store.
Maybe you do.
GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
They're SLs.
Are they?
Cells. Which will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
You can also set up a merchant account, so you can receive Amposis credit card payments. But finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1!
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2!
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. Why is that particularly?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
I should really have been... It would have been better if I'd done that the way you did it last week. But if I'd been like a German lost at the Notting Hill Carnival... Because then I could have said, because of that exchange rate, baby mon.
Skanking.
Skanking over London. Skanking and the blitzing. I'm going to play next one now, Tony. Right.
Okay.
And again, this is I've cheated here. This is another one that came through for Chantel. She had such a brilliant list.
Right.
I've given her two. I know you probably prefer to give her one, but I have given her two. And because I was so pleased about this one, because we haven't played this for ages. It is a great song. It's the Bleach Boys. Now, they must be 1,000 friends now. We've had this going on for ages, haven't we?
You'd have thought so.
I'm trying to get the Bleach Boys 1,000 friends on MySpace. Because they had about 250 when we started doing this, and they were up to 900 odd last time I looked. So we've nearly got there. Well done, the Bleach Boys. Fabulous band. Still touring. They go to Germany from time to time as well.
Do they?
Yeah, they were in Zurich the other week, weren't they? That weird thing.
All right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, what is the Bleach Boys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bleach Boys.
I think it is, isn't it? It's just forward
slash
Bleach Boys. That's Tony Four, Paulie B on the internet. Neil, and this is I Married a Lesbian Sex Commando.
Thank you. She is my number one. She's got tattoos on her face and wearing a PC summer kiss. She is my lesbian. She is my number one. I married her. Lesbian sex commando. 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 Lost a big fat cat, cause I married a lesbian. She's got a fat ass, she shaved off all the grass. She shaved like a bed, when I got down there there's no hair. She is a lesbian, only lesbian, only. I married her, lesbian sex commando. I married her, lesbian sex commando. I married her, lesbian sex commando. I married her, lesbian sex commando.
I married a lesbian sex commando, Tony.
Did you?
I did indeed, yeah. And this hopefully is the Chup Chups. And was that turned up?
No. Yep.
There it is. Look, why don't you knock the coffee cup over while you're doing it?
It's all fine.
You went a bit spazzy then. You had the right moment.
Sorry.
So, yes, please do check out the Beach Boys. Check out everyone, etc, etc. Now then, Tony, I've got a little thing down here saying memories, but we've already established we haven't got any.
Not really.
But maybe it would be nice just to give a shout out to a few of the podcasts that have helped us out down the years.
Yeah.
That would be good, wouldn't it? So, are we first and
foremost.
Quite frankly, foremost, we have to say Total Talk Nonsense.
Yeah.
Still making 500-hour-long shows after all this time. And but I wonder how they've done now there's no George Bush.
I don't know. They're still releasing shows, so
it's adjustment time for TGN. What's their website?
It's totaltalknonsense.com.
totaltalknonsense.com. Do check them out if you get a chance. And as discussed with one of the two mystery assistants we did have here, but we've worn them out. They've gone for a nap. Can't quite believe, I know that.
Good point.
They're an excellent show to listen to if you have an office-based job.
Yeah.
Because they'll while away your entire morning.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a good half a day, listen.
Also, you've already heard about them, Air Out My Shorts. Well, they featured a couple of my shorts in the past, haven't they?
Yes, they did.
They have, yeah.
Didn't they?
If you write a story of 800 words or less, email it to them and they might read it out. They tend to fuck it all up.
Yeah.
But they are drunkards. And that is often a fine show. I think that's fair, isn't it? It's often a fine show.
Often is.
They have their terrible moments.
Yeah.
But they have some inspiration as well. I think that's fair. Also,
Twilight Thieves.
They live on the side of a dirty mountain. That's right. If you like S&M and knitting, I have the show for you. And that, I think, is twilightandthieves.com, isn't it? Right?
It is, yeah.
Twilightandthieves.com. Oh, we did. Air Out My Shorts is theitspot.com. theitsto. The itspot.com.
Yeah.
So, Air Out My Shorts.
Right, isn't it?
And the Twilight and Thieves do indeed live on the side of a dirty mountain in New Mexico. You'll never find them. They're off grid. And we're not sure whether they're using us as their thing.
I don't think so. Looking at this site, they've only done one show a month, past couple months. I don't think they've used it, but maybe they have.
And more recent shows, a big shout out to XY Rock.
Yeah, Marcus.
XY Rock, who has been absolutely brilliant. And of course, the three internet radio shows that we've managed to end up on over the years. There's me thinking no one would ever listen to this shit, and we've ended up going out to half the fucking world.
Yeah.
And thank you very much to the three shows, which are
PussySkunk.com, WickedRadio.org, and Roach Radio, myspace.com/Roach Radio.
Do check them out, three very different stations there. One's a metal station, one's a punk station, one's a talk station.
Yeah.
And we're on all of them because we're metal talk punk.
Metal talk punk.
Yeah. Now, do you remember that little feature we started a while back that was dependent on a certain man having an idea?
Yes.
Sort of Paul's dad's occasional question for Tony.
Yeah.
Now, the reason you're here in the Highlands Lodge is that you're about to go around Europe for a month.
Yes.
And you talked last week about your plans up to Barcelona. Up to the site of
Barcelona, yeah.
And my dad's... I was telling my dad about your trip. He said, oh, Tony, what's that? I said, oh, would you ask Tony what he plans to do on the last leg of the trip? How he's planning to get back to Dusseldorf to pick up the car to then come back to Calais.
Right.
And I said, I will ask him that. That's a good question, Dad. So, Tony, what do you plan to do after Pineda de Mar?
We're not sure yet. I think the day after Pineda de Mar, I think we're going to actually to Barcelona for 1 or 2 days.
Right.
And then from there, anyone's guess, I suspect we'll probably go in France, but I don't know where in France yet, on the way back up.
Yeah, well, you can't avoid France.
No.
From Barcelona.
That I don't know yet.
But you haven't thought
we haven't really planned it yet.
A place to go in France that you fancy.
No.
Understandable.
Yeah. But I think that's what we'll do. We'll probably pick somewhere in France and then stay there for a couple of days.
And then once, so just so my dad knows, once you get back to Dusseldorf to pick the car up,
yeah,
will you then go direct to Calais?
Yes.
Right, okay. And what day do you return?
Friday the 3rd of July.
Friday the 3rd of July.
Yeah.
What a trip.
It's 4 weeks on the nose, Friday to Friday.
4 weeks on the nose.
Yeah.
It's like you're accurate, you're lunar. You're practically lunar.
Get back and it's a weekend. It's all planned. Nice.
It is all planned. Yeah. You go, how can we extend this trip? Get back on a Friday. Brilliant.
Exactly.
Right, cool. Also, Tony, has anybody sent you anything about any sort of gig or anything that we may be able to...
What, for Tony's international gig guide? Do you have?
No, I wasn't on about that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's from Ross.
Hey!
Who says, attention, Dwarfland proprietors.
Oh, hi there.
There you go. Congrats on your up-and-coming 200th episode. Well, it's here. It's come.
It's here. It's arrived.
If you fancy playing anything by Demented, I'll go. The Deflectors, Goldblade, Devis Presley, or 8-Ball Grifter. That'd be great. A bit too late.
We played Devis Presley last week.
Yeah.
But we will play one of those bands in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay.
If we manage to make the show in Spain, we're planning to.
Ah.
Because Demented, I'll go are on at the Zycopy meeting, so it'll seem sensible to play them then.
Cool. And then he's got a gig. Anyway, time to strap on those stomping boots once again as the Coven's 83rd night is approaching on Saturday the 13th of June at the Hat Factory in Luton. And this month we've invited guest DJ Wunderlust back once again for another exciting night of industrial, trad, goth, punk and 80s from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. £5, last entry 1:30. Dress codes apply.
It's a fabulous night.
MySpace.com/TheCovenUK. Yeah.
And there concludes Tony's
international gig guide.
If you have an international gig that you'd like us to guide about, why not email Tony at punkyradio.com, titling your email Tony's international gig guide. And do get down the Coven in Luton Town if you can. Right, Tony.
Yeah.
That took a bit longer than I thought there. Let's get on with the next song. I'll tell you about it after this. Or will I? Why don't I? Yes, I'll tell you about it after this. It's a beauty.
Okay.
It's come now. Who picked? You picked this one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'll let you
Did
introduce
I?
It.
This is Wonk Unit. One of the big bands that I really remember over the last 4 years. Wonk Unit, and this song is Saint Lucia's Holiday. Saint Lucian Holiday.
Saint Lucian Holiday.
I wanna fuck a black girl. Wanna suck a black girl. Wanna lick a black girl. Stick my dick into a black girl. Something delicious. You're my friend of the day. How are they waiting some bitches? Who's a delectable lady?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Na, na, na. You're my friend of the day. How are they waiting some bitches? What would we do without this delicious of no? Sad gals, bad gals, exotic, antibiotic, yo.
say, how about we take some pictures? And I'll show you something delicious. And I'll show you something delicious. Let me show you something delicious. Let me show you something delicious.
Wonk unit. St. Lucian holiday. Tony, would you like to fuck a black girl?
Not right now. Fine.
Bit busy. What a brilliant song. It's about 30 seconds long as well.
Something like that. It's great.
Classic British melodic punk rock at its best. Check them out. They're still going. They're like, well, it's basically the Mighty Cougar and whoever we can get to hang around with.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant band. You're listening to the Panic Smashers. I may have forgotten to say the bed at the start with the bed. In the second section of the show was the Temple Surfers, and thank you so much. A big shout out to Jeff Uggington, big supporter of the show down the years. Jeff, I hope you're well, my friend. This is the Planet Smashers, who I had an email through from someone asking me whether I had any information about when the Planet Smashers have a new album out.
Oh, okay.
I have none, because they've stopped talking to us.
Which record label was it?
Well, the Planet Smashers haven't themselves. Stomp Records. And Union Labour Group. I'm sure it's just an oversight. I don't think it's anything personal.
Nah. They're nice guys.
Speaking of Canadians, last night at this gig, there's a Canadian girl there.
Okay.
I think she's a bit pissed.
Right.
I just thought she had nice boots. I went, you've got nice boots. And she said, really? What's it, all the boots? She didn't have nice boots. Right? And just did this classic Canadian, and I was just laughing. I said, you've got to come and meet the mystery assistant.
Right. Yeah.
And she goes over to meet the mystery assistant, and who has woken up. And she says, I get really annoyed by everybody saying to me, what's it all about, eh? We don't talk like that. Hey, what's it all about? Fantastic. You know you do, Canardens. I can't remember what I was on about. What is Wonk Unit's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand.
It is indeed. It's Tony Five, Paulie B, the Internet Neil. There was never going to be any way back from this one. Got a little surprise for the end of the show. Now, what was the thing I said I was going to talk about more in the show at the start of the show when I said, I won't forget this time?
No.
We've forgotten. It's all right. I'm at Mystery System. Were you there for that? The new era of punk.
Oh, the new era. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
It's going to be a surprise to me.
It's going to be very much like the old one, but before it happens, show 201. I want to tell you about this. Is our little treat for you. A lot of you are asking us why you couldn't get the first ever show.
Yeah.
And we are once again planning a bundle of shows for purchase. Cafe Press, that'll be hopefully an MP3 CD. We don't know yet, we're trying to work it out. Of the first shows, but to let you know the standard of cop that we were doing, next week's show is going to be the first ever show.
Yeah,
with a little bit of us introducing it on the start and end, so it'll be a shorter show. Who knows, 15 minutes. So the show will probably be less than half an hour long. It's kind of to cover, well, Tony, because where will you be this time? Next week you'll be in Berlin, I imagine.
Yeah, I'll probably be back in, actually it might be in Holland.
You could be in Holland by then, so international globe.
I'll
miss that,
hey?
Yeah, only do it live. yes, well, you've thrown me there. Yeah,
there you go.
So you might be in Holland.
I think Holland, because this show is going to go up while in Berlin.
Right, okay.
And then...
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so to cover Tony being away, we thought, as a little treat, we'd let you hear show one.
Zero one,
where it began. Well, yeah, and we had a listen through to it a bit of it just now, didn't we? And weren't we enthusiastic?
Weren't we?
Tired old fuckers we are now. It's like we wanted to make it. I want to tell you about now. So this show, right? Because I'm lost here. Right. Next week is next weekend. The weekend coming on this show is my gigs in Hitchin, Letchworth, and Bedford.
Right.
Hitchin and Letchworth feature John Maloney and Tim Clark, two fabulous acts, and the Bedford show features Natalie Seymour and David Whitney, two newer acts, and the wonderful Brian Higgins. All shows are £8, £6 members, and there is information for them at lastminutecomedy.com, or in the case of the Bedford show, myspace.com/comedySOS, or Facebook groups.to/comedySOS.
Nice.
Very nice. Do please try and come down to them. They're going to be excellent shows and they need your support, and I appreciate it when you show up. I'll tell you about at some point the new cabaret show that I've probably had in Camden as we speak. because we're getting into time.
Yeah, exactly.
Machine.
Yeah,
territory again.
I'll go a little bit.
So I'll tell you about Rather at some point. But what I've got now is a little surprise for you for the end of our 200th show, and to say thank you to all of you listeners. Got a competition. Oh yeah, got a comp. The last band that we played this week, we played Week Before Last.
Okay.
We played two tracks on their EP. Slow Down Jessica. The band are the Ruskins. It's a three track EP. I know it sounds a bit mad to say we're going to play the other track off it and then give you a chance to win it, but I want you to have the chance to own this because it is their debut. There's a quote from allgigs.co.uk that they provide more fun than a band should be able to with a debut single. I think the Ruskins are going to go places, basically. What I want to know is, what is the name of their EP? I have just told you.
Okay.
What is the name of their EP, and indeed the first track on it, track one, what is the name of it? You have just heard it, so you can rewind your old iPod to find out. Please send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, Ruskins competition, and I will read out the winners, probably not for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Might be able to do it if we make our Spanish show, which we are planning to make a show on location at the Psychobilly Festival in Peninsula del Mar, which would be pretty fucking special.
We're going to get something out regardless, aren't we?
We're going to get something out. We don't know how. We've just been discussing how to do it. I hope you enjoyed the Purple Burglar Arms last week.
Nice.
You will hear one on the end of this show, which is the greatest ever. And I'm going to tell you now, I was challenged to do it. I did it. I got an entire audience at Glasgow Jongers to shout out Purple Burglar Alarm, and you're going to hear it on the end of this show. Tony, have you got anything to say to wrap up this time of the show before we get on with the last song?
No, it's been a pleasure. It's been emotional.
It's been emotional.
No, I'm just looking forward to the trip. I'm quite tired, but ready and anxious to see your...
I wonder whether you say you're tired on our first ever show, because I don't think we've gone a show and you haven't gone, I'm a bit tired, had a quiet
tired.
A bit tired. Then have a quiet one and you're from a... You're fucking not.
I'm probably quite enthusiastic on the first show we'll play next week.
Yeah, true, yeah. I wonder, we'll have to listen to that again sometime. It will be available for purchase at some point. We're working that out for those of you fools that want to get the whole lot. You completists, I should call you, rather than fools.
Yeah.
Thanks very much to all the mystery assistants we've had in the past, of which we have two this week, one of which has done nothing to assist, but the other one did bring us coffee.
Yeah.
Would you like to exclusively reveal who you are, mystery assistant, or are you happy to be... Well, I think you should come say hi. Here comes the mystery assistant. Regular listeners might be interested to know that for this special show, we got a mystery assistant par excellence from the other side of the pond. Here we go.
Talk into the microphone.
What do you want me to say? I don't know what to say. Happy 200th episode. It was pretty much... That's all you ever get out of me.
Okay. Inspiration. So, yeah, that was... She looks fucking good with pigtails. That's thrown everybody. Alright, so anyway, the last song then is the Ruskins, and it's from their EP... which is, I'll just find out what it's called, their EP, Slow Down Jessica. So you might want to remember that. And this is Don't Be Silly Joe.
That she never had. She never had. Well, that she never had. She never had. Well, she slept in my bed head to head. Nothing told Joe, and that goes to show she can trust me so. Well, I know when she said I said things in my sleep, I should keep to myself, but she's dipping Joe. Cause she loves a man and her hands with her hands on me. And then kisses and kisses that he gives me. She called Joe, I wish I went so nice to her, that I wouldn't have to pay the price.
of her, telling me I'm like that brother to her that she never had. She never had. Well, that she never had. She never had. Have a fella, I reckon I can tell her how I feel, but I think Cinderella's got the two of her heels stashed down the side of her bed, so I kneel when I bask and I beg for a chance to steal her heart, so her hands won't land on me. Well, to steal her heart, so her hands won't land on me. Oh Joe, I wish I were so nice to her, I wouldn't have to pay the price of her telling me I'm like that brother to her that she never had. She never had. Well, that she never had. She never had. Over me, I should listen, Joe. She was from the start, like you said so. Well, there were pecks on the cheeks for them 2 weeks, but I believed what I wanted to believe, so I was just like, shut up, Joe.
Hey. In a cabin down by a canyon.
So that was the Ruskins and Don't Be Silly, Joe, from their EP. Let me just get this out here again. From their EP, Slow Down Jessica, we got the information from Manila PR, and there's a few sort of PR people that helped out in the past, not least Brett, the tall man. Thank you so much, Brett, for introducing me not only to some absolutely great music, but also some great people when I went to LA, and I do hope to get in touch with you again, my friend. What one of those, Tony? What's the Ruskins MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRuskins.
It is. It's Tony 6 pulling the internet nil. That seems fitting for the 200 show. Thank you all so much for listening over the last 4 years. We do appreciate it. I know some of you have been with us since the first episode in Lunatic. We're not planning on going anywhere. We are going to be doing this for as long as we can, as long as there's bands, hopefully.
Yeah.
So until the end of time. Actually, I'll probably die before we stop doing this, because we'll probably record a show and then I'll die, and then it'll go up next Tuesday. This show will probably outlive me. I just thought, fuck. Make sure you check out all the bands this week's show. They should be on our MySpace page, myspace.com/PunkyRadio. Next week we have the dubious treat,
yeah,
of our first ever show for you. What you'll make of that, more recent listeners, I don't know, but things were different in those days.
Yeah.
As much as anything else, the recording quality is fantastic. We've done in a radio station.
That is true.
We've gone downhill there. It's like backwards. If you'd seen the clicks and words and monkey on a bike we've got here, quite ridiculous. Now, Tony, can you just quickly tell people about iTunes?
Yep. If you do have iTunes, please do subscribe to us and vote for us, or review us even. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is a iTunes link. Hit that. You'll be taken to our music store page where you can subscribe, and it's free. If you do log in, please do review us. 5 stars only. I read the US, Paul reads the UK, and we'll read them out soon. We're collecting them up again to read them out in a few weeks.
Soon as. Also, we are going to do another best of. Because I realise that some of you haven't had the chance to listen to the show yet to send in your favourite stuff, and I want you to have a chance to do that. So do send in your favourite songs, we'll do it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'm not saying a pooga pooga, because you are now going to hear Ultimate Purple Burger Alarm ever. Me on stage, Glasgow Jonglers, Weekend Before Last, quality. A poog, a poog.
We are now recording. Okay, here I am at Glasgow Jonglers, the best Jonglers in the world, and the only true Scottish city on the M8. Now, what I need to establish here, as discussed with you, you fucking bell end, is that people in Glasgow can in fact say purple burglar alarm, and after three, they're going to try it. One, two, three.